This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for week ending March 8th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 236.02, and that was $10.69 higher than the previous Friday, jumping over $22 in the last 2 weeks. However, there were only 584 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was only 9% of the total volume. Daily volume dropped quite a bit and was similar to when prices stopped going up in January. The comprehensive or the average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales along with that spot trade, that was at 226.53, and that was $10.88 higher. The total volume of sales has slipped some, but really has held up fairly well considering that big jump in prices. The total reported box beef volume was 6,384 loads, which was 324 loads lower than last week. And the exports were at 752 loads, which was just about steady compared to the previous week. The formula trade was at 3,312 loads, and that was 82 loads less than last week. It was about 52% of the total loads sold for the week. The outfront sales, they were at 1,239 loads, and that was 157 loads better than the previous week. The big items this week was another 1,000,000 pounds of brisket sold at about $13 to $20 below the current negotiated market, and over 1,000,000 pounds of round product priced at $4 to $30 below the current spot trade. And also only about 100,000 pounds of ribeyes that were sold at $40 over the current negotiated or spot trade. So the only items there that were better were those few ribeyes. And in the daily cutout or spot trade for the primal cuts, the trade was $4 to $9 higher on the rounds, chucks, and ribs, but was $16 to $20 higher on those loin primal cuts. The grinding product was higher in all regards, with 50% trimmings jumping over $20 by Friday. And the cow cutout, that was $6 higher, making it jumping over $20 in the last 30 days. 90% trimmings were also $6 higher after climbing $30 during the last month. Now taking a look at the finished cattle trade, it was mostly $2 lower at $148 to $150. And the dress prices were $3 lower at $237, but there were a few sales at $240. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,250 pounds, which was 6 pounds lower than the previous week, and that compares to 1,227 last year. Weights continue on their normal seasonal decline, but not near as fast as they did last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending February 22nd, that was 4 pounds heavier at 866 pounds, and that compares to 867 last year and 847 pounds for the previous 5-year average. Weights pop back up, but are 1 pound lighter than last year. Weights are dropping and are following their normal seasonal decline. In fact, they are running very similar to last year except for last week. The choice select spread was about $3, which was about a dollar lower than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.